This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Despite the introduction of electronic medical records, pharmacists say they are often kept out of the loop when it comes to knowing if their patients' medications have been changed. Partly, that's a technology glitch. But many pharmacists complain that despite their expertise, they're not considered providers, so most hospitals don't allow them access to patients' electronic records. In Rutland, a local pharmacist has set out to change that. VPR's Nina Keck reports.
This is Marty.
At Beauchamp and O'Rourke, a family-owned pharmacy in Rutland, Marty Irons picks up a personalized pack of medications he put together for one of his customers.
This is a patient whose meds we packed yesterday. Very nice lady, but very complicated. We've got physical health issues and mental health issues.
Irons says he routinely helps people who are on 15 to 20 medications. For them and for people with memory problems, Irons says they can prepackage 30-day supplies of medicines organized and sealed into separate daily doses.
So, for instance, if the patient's taking 8 meds in the morning, they'll all be in a little plastic compartment. They'll be labeled as to what the drugs are, what day to take them, what time to take them. Same thing for noontime, if there's any noon meds. Same thing for nighttime.
Irons says about 160 of their customers use them. Across town at Wilcox Pharmacy, Randy Pratico says they provide a similar service for between 500 and 600 people.
And any questions for the pharmacist today?
We did.
Very good.
While it's become increasingly popular, Pratico says there is a downside.
See, where the problem is, a patient goes into the hospital. The hospitalist changes their meds, let's say, or adds a med, or takes a med away.
And pharmacists are not always kept in the loop.
We had an incident.
Kathy Boyd is director of discharge planning at Rutland Regional Medical Center.
The patient was released. The digoxin, which is a cardiac medication, was discontinued.
But the pharmacy wasn't aware of the change. And when the woman returned home, she went back to taking the pill packs that included the digoxin. That made the woman sick, and Boyd says she had to be readmitted.
That's just one incident.
Nationwide, scenarios like that cause thousands of deaths a year and ring up billions of dollars in medical bills. For pharmacists like Marty Irons, they mean countless hours on the phone sorting things out.
Finally, I just spoke to discharge planners at the hospital, the director of discharge planning, and just asked the question. Can I be credentialed to go into computers? I'm a health professional. I practice in the community. And to her credit, she said, let's get that started.
Kathy Boyd was new to her position at the hospital and admits she was surprised Irons didn't already have access to their electronic medical records. But after sitting down with Irons and the hospital's pharmacy director, she says it became clear they could do a much better job sharing information.
We built a report through our IT department here. So Marty gets a report every day of which patients of his have been admitted to the hospital.
And Boyd says Irons can now access hospital data.
So he could go in every day and say, okay, the patient was on 20 milligrams of furosemide yesterday. Today, it looks like the patient's dose is going to be increased to 40. I need to be aware of that because the patient only has 20 milligrams in their blister pack at home. So Marty is constantly monitoring his patients while they're in the hospital.
Access like this is unusual, according to the National Community Pharmacists Association. But it's growing, says Shelley Spiro, executive director of the Pharmacy Health Information Technology Collaborative. That's a group that's pushing for more pharmacist involvement in patient care. Spiro says hospitals are realizing that including pharmacists as part of a provider team can help reduce costly readmissions. Mark Stickney, a longtime primary care doctor in Rutland, agrees.
I think it's very, very important to have give and take with the pharmacies, the pharmacists, with our healthcare providers, with the hospital.
He says with so many moving parts, it takes a village to care for patients and keep the most vulnerable out of the hospital. Marty Irons says the new approach is working.
It's a game changer.
As evidence, he points to the number of his patients who have had to be hospitalized since this pilot program started.
January, we averaged about 6 patients a day. February went down to 5. March went down to 2 patients per day. You know, and this is a 120-bed hospital that's pretty much been full for 3 months. So it's not something you could publish as a scientific paper, but it's a great trend, and we're going to see where it goes.
The hospital is pleased as well. They're expanding access to other local pharmacists who offer personalized medication packs like Randy Pratico.
Now, instead of me calling the primary care and calling a hospitalist, I can look in their system and see the patient profile and see exactly what they're on. So that's instrumental. I mean, that would be a godsend.
This idea may spread well beyond Rutland. Marty Iron's efforts will be highlighted in an upcoming publication of the American Pharmacists Association. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.
And you can find the first in Nina Keck's series on medications on our website, vpr.net.